Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Best World Series since what?
Well, I think it was the highest rated one since 1996.
Ooh, that's not what I saw.
No?
Mm-mm. The story that I read said it was the highest rated since 2017 Game 7 Dodgers-Astros.
Oh, see.
I don't know about maybe full World Series?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I was looking at just one game.
Sometimes those things get chopped up. It was a monster number.
You might be talking about full World Series, which you may be right.
Yeah.
But the Dodgers-Astros Game 7 of 2017, apparently... This one just beat that.
Okay.
At 26 million. And I think that was just game seven. So you're probably talking full series and I'm talking game.
And are we counting like the Canadian folks in there? Because they said that that was the most watched game ever. I mean, there's so many of these different things to chop it up. So Rogers, we talked about it. Like Rogers is the communications network up there. Everything is Rogers. And they said that was the most watched event in Rogers' history, too.
He owns the Blue Jays. And the Leafs.
Yes, and like most
and
of
the Raptors.
And the arena where the Vancouver Canucks play, and the Edmonton Oilers, and the Toronto Blue Jays all are either the Rogers Center or the Rogers event, you know, whatever. Yeah. Rogers is everywhere.
Rogers.
So it was a monster number. And
do you think it was watched more in the United States, Canada, or Japan?
Well, us, simply from a raw numbers standpoint. Now, if you wanted to go percentage...
What do you think the percentage is in Japan?
It had to be enormous.
I mean, I bet they were all watching.
It had to be enormous.
It's Team Japan.
Well, how many people are in Canada? Let me look up and see what we're dealing with.
Ooh, guess the population of Canada.
Okay, so this
I'm going to say...
I was close on
so
this.
So what the U.S., what are we at?
330, 340, 30. Something like that, and some change?
I bet you Canada... Total pop. 75 million?
No. See, I was guessing like 35. It's not that many.
Oh, it's not even that?
It's not even that.
How much is it?
It's 41 and some change.
41 million?
41 million.
Wow.
And I believe just on the on Rogers, the communication, I think they said at its peak, it was like 11.5 million people were watching Game 7. So you had
a quarter of the whole country,
according to that, we're watching. So we'd have to look and see what Japan did, but like, I mean, if you were in Canada, you saw that. So from a percentage wise, that's certainly more than us, but you know, our sheer numbers alone, we're going to dominate that. Yeah. Their average audience in Canada was 11 million people, average 11 million. And then at the peak, at its peak, 18.5. There's 41 million people in that country, and at one point, 85. That is 45% of the population at some point was watching Game 7.
So they don't have the Japan numbers yet.
Yeah.
We will get them. But according to AI, Game 1 in Japan drew 11.8 million on one network, which is the most watched World Series game ever in the country on a single network, and it happened despite the game airing at 9 a.m. local time. So 12 million.
Yeah.
And they have like 125 million people that live over there.
Yeah.
12 million watched game one.
Yeah.
So Canada at 11 million with only 41 million population.
Yeah.
Is way
45% at its peak.
That's way better than Japan.
I just don't think at its peak you are going to. So you said 125
ish.
Yeah. At its peak, you're not getting, you know, 60, 70 million people, I would think, that are watching. But Canada was all in. But I'm sure in Japan, like when we were over there, I've been over there a couple times, and they do live cut ins for like different at bats for like Ohtani. And there were entire news segments devoted, like a 30-minute news segment to what Ohtani did that day. And we were watching one at her dad's place, and he went like 0 for 4. And it didn't matter. They did a detailed breakdown of those. So the fact that you had Yamamoto, who was the MVP, you had Ohtani, and then you had closer Sasaki in there. I can imagine that in Japan, that has to be the most watched World Series ever.
That's the best World Series I've seen. This is just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm a Royals fan, so, you know, I mean, 1985 comes to mind, but I'm a Royals fan, so that wasn't the greatest. You know, I go back to 1988, dude. Dodgers A's. Kirk Gibson.
But it wasn't, because I think that only went like 5 games.
But it was a huge upset. Like, I'm telling you, from my perspective, I have not been moved this much by a World Series since 1988.
Hmm.
And that includes the two that my own team went to.
Yeah.
Seriously. And the Mets one obviously moved me massively because we won.
That Giants series was amazing. It just ended up on the wrong side for you guys.
I don't think it was nearly this, though. I mean, it was a good series, went 7 games, but there wasn't a lot of offense in that series. Like, it was kind of boring. This was freaking phenomenal. Yeah. I just cannot, and I also think that the Canadians, and just it being in Toronto those last 2 games, they were just ready to explode.
Yeah.
That helped it.
Yeah.
That helped the intensity. It helped the just kind of the vibe of the whole series. But my God, that was good. It seems like 5 weeks ago, but there was an 18-inning game.
Yep.
The Ohtani game. I mean, dude, I don't know what more you want out of a World Series.
And it felt like multiple times. Like there were.
Yeah,
it was over. And even in that game 7, which wasn't like until the end, it wasn't like the most. There was always traffic, right? Like even if there wasn't a lot of lead changes, it felt like there was. It wasn't one of those where it just was a boring ho-hum.
Right.
Even if guys weren't scoring, it felt like both sides always had traffic. You always felt like there was this impending, oh my God, one hit here changes everything.
No question.
And we had a couple.
The Dodgers almost lost like 5 times.
Yes, and we had, in the last 3 games, we had multiple plays, great assists from the outfield, guys getting thrown out at third, guys getting thrown out at home plate. I mean, all the bullpen stuff and the different starters coming in for both squads. And you knew it was going to happen. It was the hero of the World Series was not going to be Ohtani. It was not going to be, you know, Springer. It was going to be someone where you collectively had to go, who? What? Rojas?
Yeah. But I think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know who goes down as the hero. That's the beauty of this World Series. The Dodgers had like 6 of them.
Yeah.
Freddie Freeman was a hero. Shohei Ohtani was a hero. Yamamoto was probably the biggest hero.
Yeah.
Will Smith was a hero.
Yep.
Rojas was certainly a hero.
Yep.
Like, it's unbelievable. We are a Will Smith toe tap. A toenail from Will Smith's
yep.
from the Jays being champions.
Yes.
It's just,
yeah.
And there were like, as you mentioned, there's like 15 instances of that. Like, how about the Pajas catch that could have been that was going to be the biggest blunder in World Series history.
Yeah. You're like, you just got brought in for your defensive acumen, and you're stumbling around out there, and you almost dropped it.
You run into your little left fielder,
yep.
little Kiki out there.
Yep.
You run him over, but at least you make... I mean, that if they don't make that catch,
yeah,
the game, the series is over. Yeah. The Dodgers lose. And that goes down as one of the all-time blunders.
And we had a foul ball, or we had the ball that got stuck underneath the pad. Otherwise, you know, that's... You know, that's a, if that ball just caroms, it does 90 times out of 100, run score there. I mean, there's a million of those things. How many times did we see someone cut down at third or in home?
Awesome.
With a great, that Tommy Edmonds throw to third was insane. And that was, what was that? That was game six, right? That wasn't, yeah, that was game six, but there was a ton of those. And I just love they said that every pitcher was available other than Yamamoto. They said going into the game, everyone was available but Yamamoto. And sure enough, what's happening out there in the eighth inning? You see him out there, and he's warming up, and you're like, all right, well, they teased us with this one. No, he came in, and what, he gave you two and a third? And, you know, there you go.
I thought it was just two.
I think it was two and a third.
Was it?
I think so.
Well, he came in with two on and one out.
Yeah.
And he beamed the first guy he faced.
Yeah.
So he was already, he came into an instant inferno.
And he got out of it.
Yeah. He got a fly ball, a ground out and a fly ball.
Did you also see that apparently he's stooping Sabrina Carpenter as well?
What?
Everything's coming up Yamamoto.
Yeah, I agree with Schultze. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No. Are you serious, Clark? Multiple reports, Yamamoto and little 4'11" Sabrina Carpenter, what? Apparently.
What?
Doing things.
What?
Doing things to each other.
Good for him.
Everything is Yamamoto.
Did you hear that the Dodgers are going to bat him cleanup next year? It's
just the 1-2 punch. I mean, it's that series had everything. And I hate to admit this.
Let's put a pin in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, go ahead. But finish your thought. But I was going to say, let's put a pin in it and we'll come back. I want to talk about Yamamoto.
Yeah.
Because I was comparing him to Mad Bum?
Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah.
That two game. And two-thirds, by the way, for Yamamoto in that.
Two and two-thirds.
Two and two-thirds.
I was comparing him. I was wondering, was that even more impressive than what Mad Bum did?
Yeah.
And I've got some interesting numbers. Okay. We'll compare. But anyway, go ahead.
I hate to admit this, because they eliminated my beloved Mets last year. They are the new evil empire, and I love my brother into the north. I love Canada. I support Canada. I can't help it. When push came to shove at the end, I think I was secretly pulling for the Dodgers.
Yeah, they're really unhateable.
Yeah, I just,
that pains me because we should hate them.
Yeah,
a lot of the Yankees.
Yeah,
but,
and I know I've been bullied into it by the BTJ because I'm not allowed to root. No, for against,
there's a lot of people. It's not it. There's just the Japanese guys.
Yeah,
I think it's that the Japanese guys they're like the opposite of cocky.
Yes,
you know they just seem, you can tell they love the game.
Yeah.
They respect the game. They're great at it and they're humble.
Yeah,
and because of that. And then you have veterans like Freddie Freeman, who's unhateable.
Mookie Betts is
unhateable.
Yeah.
Like, there's nobody punchable on that whole team because of that.
Where's Jesse Winker? Because I can hate that.
You can't hate the Dodgers.
No. And I was pulling for the Blue Jays, and there was something inside me as I was watching that go down. I was like, good for the Dodgers. And I don't want to. I don't want to
I know
what happened.
You shouldn't, and I don't either. But I think a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah.
Like the Dodgers, it's Team Japan, and they're delightful.
Yeah.
They just are.
They are,
and they have a flair for the dramatic.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen anything like that in baseball. Yeah. Like, and this is why I thought the Dodgers would win the series. Is like, dude, look at their lineup. Look at their rotation. They have so many dudes who just, when push comes to shove, they're just legendary.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think it would be this dramatic, but that ended up being true. Like if any one of Will Smith, Yamamoto, Ohtani, Freeman, Rojas, even though he's not a star, if any one of those guys don't do what they did, the Dodgers lose that series. Like, they needed every bit of every one of those dudes to step up. And they did.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Truly incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
It was awesome.
And they are a dynasty. Yeah. They've won three titles in 6 years.
I look back when you said that's the best World Series. I remember the Twins when I was a kid. I remember that one being amazing. I remember the 86 Mets. To me, when the Cubs won over the Indians, that was incredible. I mean, this will go down in one of those that, you know, I will always remember. This will be one of the most memorable World Series of my lifetime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.